Hello, and welcome back to your one and only source. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
My name is Caroline, and just for a second there, it looked like you were going to, like, yell at me, scream at me, throw a temper tantrum, give me a criticism. This early in the podcast, I agree, that would be crazy. No, but I just thought you were going to tell me to, like, adjust my mic or something. You just had that look. Okay then. You guys, it's been a really, really hectic, busy few weeks for me and Phoebe. So really, really, really thank you for your patience and your flexibility. Phoebe's been a road warrior, honestly. She's been living her road warrior truth.
Much to our parents' chagrin, honestly.
Yeah, they do not want you to keep putting miles on that thing.
I know, and
on
I get
thing,
it.
That thing, meaning Phoebe's sweet ass. On that thing.
No, they mean the car, and they're probably right, but it's easier and cheaper to drive.
Yeah. Well, Phoebe drove all over America, essentially, and I am currently in tech for Frozen Junior. And don't be confused by the junior at the end of that. The show is actually so hard. I've done like 11 dance numbers and it's double cast, so I've had to and then everyone's had to be retaught, so I've because the kids are always missing for vacation and shit in the summer. Anyway, I'm in tech for Frozen Junior and things have just been really, really hectic, but we have a lot of reality TV to catch up on, and I think we should start with Love Island because we did live to see Brinity come out on top, and it felt so fucking good. I literally was cheering, clapping, jumping up and down vibes.
I was really welling up with tears. Also, I mean, obviously, me and Caroline are both stoked Brinity won.
Yeah.
One thing I was also really happy about was that Anaya placed top two. Because
yeah.
I just needed Casey and TT to know.
To understand
that, like, listen, I like Anaya without everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think her, and I don't mean to chalk it up to, like, what a man did to her at all. She's likable. Carl is wonderful. They're a great, like, cute couple that is easy to root for. However, Casey, you said your stock was going to go up when you went to Casa. And I just feel like this is proof that you really miscalculated things.
Yeah.
Because part of why people were so ready to root for Carl and Anaya is because they wanted to show you, because there were very few opportunities for America to have our say,
mm-hmm.
and
I
to
know.
Vote and to be like,
do we usually have more?
What happened to us ranking them?
Yeah. Well, also, hey, how about this? What happened to, do you want to split the money or leave with it? They didn't even ask. People were speculating, it's because they know it's a fake couple and they don't want to, and they want the couple to come out on top, so they don't want to give them the chance because they all know Bryce would take that money or something. I was literally walking around like a cartoon character, hearts coming out of his eyes, floating through the air,
But it's also like, hey, to those people that think that, wouldn't it be nice? Imagine your life for 2 seconds when you weren't cynical.
He liked her.
When you weren't cynical, you weren't jaded, you weren't a conspiracy theorist. Like, wouldn't that just be nice?
Yeah. Can't we just enjoy something?
My life is better than yours right now.
And hey, listen, I understand these men don't make it easy. These men don't make it easy, as Phoebe
said.
It's just
like Bryce
men
isn't
need
the
friends,
issue.
But at what cost? But it's like, when there is a good man, we must champion him. And he continues to prove that he is one. His family is, like, there aren't a lot of red flags. And if I were him, I would be talking about my Tumblr fame up and down that villa. I'd be like, and have you seen my selfie with Kendall Jenner or no? Like, I would be asking everybody that. The fact that she didn't even know that shit, she thought he was a garbage man. This is a pure love, you guys.
If I went back on my Letterboxd, is that selfie there somewhere? On my Tumblr, not my Letterboxd.
I was like, Letterboxd. It could be. It very well could be on mine too. But I bet I won't be digging that up. I won't be digging that up until I have a reason to, Big Brother casting. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But it's
anyway.
Like, don't you guys, like, we have enough men to hate from this season.
Yeah.
And hey, Zach. If I'm leaving the villa in a relationship and my girlfriend is getting as much enough hate to deactivate her Instagram, I'm probably deactivating mine with her. And I'm definitely not posting other people's stories about the experience we all just shared while she feels like she has to deactivate her account because of the hate that I'm bringing onto her.
I do want to talk about this for a minute because I have a few things. I 100% agree with you. And especially like for her, like she is losing out on just so much just by not having it. Like now is the crucial time for that Instagram to be active, you know? And it really is a shame. I wish that we as women could remember like the point. You know what I mean? I wish that we could just stick to the mission, which is take that man down. You know what I mean? Which is fame. Exactly. No, I didn't mean Kata. I meant, and I shouldn't have classified the Love Island fan base as just women. I think anybody who is in the Love Island fan base, we need to remember the mission and we need to just keep our eyes forward and focus. You know what I'm saying? And like, so that means like, I don't actually have time. My fingers don't have time to type the hate comments to another woman, to Kata.
No, see, that's what I really don't understand. I'm with you.
Because they're working so hard to be in these other men's comments.
Yeah,
just
that's
kidding.
What I
I'm not
get.
In the comments.
It's like, yeah, but to the people that are, it's like, if I was someone who was a keyboard warrior.
Yeah.
I mean,
like you're losing
I can't think of one single thing I have to say to the women that's
no,
not
exactly.
positive.
Exactly. It's just like.
Other than like, Melanie, get out.
Melanie, what are you doing? Yeah,
Melanie,
exactly.
run.
Melanie, run and do not look back. Kata, yeah, so that, but here's my other question is, I am, and maybe it's just how soon we forget because my mind is full of Big Brother right now, but am I, like, why isn't KC getting the level of vitriol that Zach is getting? I was, like, going through Zach's sins and crimes in my head, and I was, like, honestly, I mean, is he a little bit misogynistic? Yes. Does he speak a little bit like a red pill guy? Yes. Is he bad with like the bromance shit? Yes. Did he cheat on her? And like all of this is yes, but like in comparison, I think we should be able to let them continue on as a couple now. They've made their choice. Like,
I think what's harder
now, Melanie
is
sincere on the other hand.
And part of it is we like Kata. No one really cares for TT. Like, no one, like,
well,
cares.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of the things that if Casey was still with Anaya, I think we would be coming for Casey the way that we're coming for Zach, maybe. But because Casey is in this relationship that, like, as much as I hate to say it, like, I don't think they're going to last. Don't get me wrong.
No.
I mean, she might kill him. Like, I don't, like, I mean, she, I know that she knows how to take care
and
of business.
And he's probably already cheated on her, so.
So, it's like. I just feel like there are other areas that are worth. I think people
hey,
are
by
so
the way,
caught
TT,
up with.
If you did kill him,
we wouldn't.
Happen.
It's just
I'd
like,
be like, okay, your Q rating just went up.
It's just thing. That I think that the people feel like the people whose client list has Kata and Melanie on it.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, well, we kind of have to take care of this first. Anaya's good. Anaya's with
yes.
Carl.
Yes.
So it's like, let's.
And
just
Anaya,
make sure
like,
they
she,
know that we
as much
hate
as she,
these men and that they suck. And, like, these
yeah.
are all of the reasons that they do. And we're not going to let you live a day without seeing what we
right.
think.
As much as Anaya suffered in the villa, she didn't really suffer outside of the villa. Like, I mean, I'm sure I'm confident she did. I'm confident there are horrific things out there about
all
her.
All of them did. They're all getting
all
terrible,
them,
terrible comments.
But if it's coming across my timeline, there's a whole fucking lot of it. And it really, like, the viewers seemed aligned on who we were aiming that at, and it wasn't ever her. So, like, she's okay. You know, Trinity and Bryce, they're okay. But, like, I mean, the tweets were killing me, making me laugh. Like, sincere, open those comments! And it's, like, someone banging down the door. Like, exactly. Like, again, I'm not in the comments, but I am, like, and here's another thing I want to get into is, like, the hate comment thing, because I get that, like, yes, it's cyberbullying is bad. Like, sure. I get it, Emily Osmond. Anyway, I get it, girl. But
that movie was like a real pivotal moment in my childhood.
I don't even know if I ever actually saw it.
I had a watch party for it. Or I went to one.
You're like, guys, this is important and serious. And there's actually no talking during the movie. During the first watch, we'll be watching it a second time. That's when we can discuss. And that's when the snacks will come out. And there are Loops earbuds here for everybody. If anyone
it's
would like to.
It's the first time I ever heard
the song.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that for you. Anyway, I just do think that there's like, there's a section of the hate comments that are maybe in good fun. Am I going to get canceled for this? That are maybe in good fun and are kind of funny. And they're actually meant to like be comedy. And if you're a self-aware king, you won't be offended.
There's that aspect of it, which is why to me, I do, this is where I go, I feel like, the, and I think this comes to us naturally as Bravo viewers. There is a level of it where I am just like, you guys chose to do this.
Yeah.
For all of the good that you hoped would come with it.
Yeah.
You knew there was a flip side to that coin that might rear its ugly head.
Well, and Love Island famously
and it's not
has
an
like
excuse.
The worst cyberbullying.
Yes. And it's not an excuse for like the really gruesome, terrible comments.
No.
But like also another thing I want to say is like, you guys did this shit. Like, you,
yeah. Like, I'm
you
sorry.
Guys,
hey, Casey,
someone
you did
has
what
to
you
hold
did.
You.
I should be allowed to come in electric chair. Like,
someone
I'm not
has
going
to.
Do.
Hold,
but if somebody
someone
does,
has, someone has to hold you accountable.
Yeah. So it's gonna be me. You actually chose for it to be me. You chose for it to be
that's
the Love Island viewers. And maybe
with reality
maybe you
TV
got it all wrong.
Like, with like people who are on reality TV being like, be nice. It's like, well. If you're a terrible person and you're on TV, like...
How about you be nice?
You've now signed up for... Yeah, KC.
Yeah. Hey, Jax Taylor, you be nice. You know
hey,
what I mean? Like,
KC, you weren't nice.
No.
I can't think of... Wait, I can't think of one time you were
nice. You actually were, like, outright nasty. I'll say you were vile.
Yeah, so sorry if I'm not, like, obliged to, like...
No.
Send you flowers today.
No. Like, and again, I mean, I'm really making myself sound like I'm a keyboard warrior. I have
Caroline and I don't.
And I'm
I mean, we do have a podcast where we talk about them, but we do
this
not
is
comment.
What, this is our comments. Like, you guys know my comments. I don't and need to hear. And they know them, too, because they all listen. Okay. So I've said my piece and like I attached my name to it. And I said, I'm not hiding behind a freaking keyboard. I'm saying it into the mic. I got to the mic. I was like, ah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's me. With hating on the men on Love Island, but I'm not going to do that to the women. That's insane.
I don't have one bad thing to say about pretty much any of the women, but you know who does? Sincere's family. Another reason I don't give a shit about what I say.
God.
Because hey, Sincere, open up your comments. If your family's going to go live and say
you
shit
think,
about
okay,
these girls,
I haven't like, been a keyboard warrior. Tomorrow's a new day.
I just had this kind of like brain meld moment. Like I'm just like, wait, it's like, oh. So that wasn't cyberbullying when your family had a cookout to watch the finale and went
the shit,
live.
And the shit they were saying was like
mean
really
and nasty.
Unnecessary. It has nothing to do with the show. Like it's like you being just gross. And I'm also like, okay, Sincere, your stepdad just came to you and we thought he was a good dude, and now he's talking like what was that about? You know what I mean? I wonder if the producers like you need.
Anaya
him, like,
in second place is quote
to.
Disgusting.
Like that's disgusting. It's an insane thing to say. If I were Sincere, I'd actually like put my
it's
parents
like if,
into
here's
a box.
The thing. Like if you're gonna,
my whole
if you're gonna
in a box, lock it up, put in the ocean. Just kidding. They can breathe through it. There's oxygen tanks enough for their whole lives in there. And I would never do anything like that.
Love Island okay. always will post these things that are like, remember, these are real people. They have real feelings.
Like, hey,
you don't know these
no,
people.
Not.
All this
no,
stuff.
They're not. They're my Sims.
And it's like,
I'll say
that's
whatever
kind of,
I want. I gave them life, which is
that's
true.
That's where I have that issue with Sincere's family. It's like, it doesn't apply to the Islanders' family members to get online
yeah.
and talk shit about the other Islanders.
I know.
They don't know them. You don't know Anaya.
I know. That's actually
maybe
crazy.
You met her
it's
for
like,
30
well,
seconds at family day.
Now we understand why Sincere is so good at bullshitting and manipulating people because his dad came on TV
his dad
and did just
it.
That, you know, like
So that's kind of actually now I don't feel bad about any of the hate any of them are getting.
No, I just don't like.
I just solved it for myself.
And the Zach, the other thing I want to say about the Zach thing also, is like,
just one more thing.
What was that about him? That was so bad that every girl is posting this statement. I'm like, Zach, first of all, why don't you fight your own fucking battle? Number one, don't get behind these girls. How dare you?
I saw on Vile Files that apparently right before they get their phones, they have like a big meeting with producers. And they walk through the whole season. And they say, these are the moments that went viral. These are the memes. These are the things that people had issues with. This is what... And so they kind of prime you before you get your phone to like, this is... So like, I'm sure...
What walking into.
Zach was maybe like... And I think Zach... What probably was so hard for Zach was I do think in his brain, especially because Alana was sent home before he could do anything super nefarious. I think he psyched himself into thinking that he was a fan favorite, especially when he got that finale spot over Kenzie.
Yeah, except for that he and Kata had just been crashing out about like being in the bottom because of America.
Yes, but then I think
and
but
Zach
he
was like,
reassured
I think
then.
It's me.
No, but then he was reassured by getting into the finale. So I think that he had like a little bit of time to recover from that. And then when he came out and they were like, Zach, like,
I think they also just like, don't. These people do not know how low people will go and the things that they will say. So it's like, you can think you're completely prepared, but it still is like a different kind of feeling when you read that comment that's like, holy fuck. And let me tell you one thing. Before I ever go on reality television, I will have already thought of every single thing somebody could say to me. So I'm not worried about it. I'm actually a perfect candidate because you can't say anything to me I haven't already decided you'll say. You know, like that's my whole thing. But I don't think that men do think like that because of their egos. It's probably true of the women too. Like these people knew, like I was feeling really sick over the Melanie stuff and the things people were saying once they found out she had been a plus size model. And like, I was worried for her coming out, but I was like, you know what? She knows she was a plus size model. She owns it. She left those pictures up on her Instagram. She's not trying to hide it. She knows people are going to say something about it. She's already thought about it. You know what I mean? Whereas men are like, wait, why would anybody like bring that up or think that or like look at that old picture of me? Like they don't go there. And it's like, baby, like we found everything.
Well, that's another thing. Like I just want to kind of cover my bases with people being like, well, just since your family said that, I'm like, I'm thinking about Casey and TT in the villa.
Yeah.
TT didn't know those girls when she was making fun of them.
Mm-mm.
With Casey laughing in the kitchen about Melanie watching a conversation happen with Sincere.
Actually sick.
Like, I'm just like, you guys, the world doesn't have to treat you with kid gloves when you don't treat anybody else with kid gloves. Like,
no, and also, like, you, I'm sorry, I will always, always, always feel like you opened yourself up to this. You didn't have to go on this show. You wanted to go on it because you probably wanted to get famous, and that's okay. I'm not actually mad at you for that. Like, I would
Caroline
go on,
gets it.
I'd go on Love Island tomorrow to get famous. Like, everybody knows that. I understand it, but, like, I just think it's crazy that your ego is so inflated that you thought you'd be the exception of the rule once you got famous.
And that's what it seems like with
Zach. You
wouldn't
have to be held accountable for anything, and you wouldn't have to get the hate comments because people would like you because you're different because you're a good guy. Well,
I'll even give Casey this.
But I'm sorry, Zach, your brother was on the show.
Zach is more of my issue with in terms of, like, I do think that's how he thought and how he moved in the villa. Whereas Casey, I think after Casa... This isn't a defense of him. I'm just like an explanation for him.
Better not be.
It's like when he got his phone back, it was almost like he expected how people were going to react. Whereas we didn't get the footage of Zach getting his phone back, but something tells me he was shocked.
I mean, he could literally be told by producers like, hey, dude, it's really bad out there. And he'd be like, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think he would. He'd be like, yeah, well, what's my bad isn't what's your bad.
I was best mates with the freaking winner.
Yeah, like, he's like, look at my girl. Like, I know, I just, it's crazy.
It's like, yeah,
but,
wait, Zach. They love your girl.
Yeah.
That's kind of the issue.
That's actually the issue.
They love Kata.
We wouldn't give a fuck about Zach if we didn't like Kata. Like, we would be like, do whatever you want. You know what I mean? Like,
what would have been like Charlie? Fact... He would have been out, like,
yes,
however many episodes ago.
Exactly. Like, it's
but
literally...
I like Kata. oh, she was there.
Exactly.
That's my favorite. Well, that's my favorite quote from the whole season, I think. There.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, I was.
The way I described her is she. Her voice is why I think everybody likes her, because she doesn't give high school mean girl in the way that she might, like, on paper, you might think she is. She gives, like, she was cool with the mean popular girls, because, like, they'd go to parties together. Mm-hmm. But, like, she didn't really fuck with them. She was just, like, their parents have the basement.
I think she was, like, more
alcohol.
Laid back, too. Like, she honestly gives me more of, like,
Was a stoner,
yes. Hanging out with, like, the skater boys.
So, like, she would, by proxy, hang out with the mean popular girls in high school because they'd be at parties together.
Right.
But she didn't really fuck with them in that way.
No.
And then you'd sit next to her in math class.
And, like,
and
be
you'd
best
be like,
friends.
Wait.
For the
invited to the Christmas party.
Yeah,
please don't bring
100%,
drugs.
100%. You invited her to the Christmas party and you're kind of stressed out about it. Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
And I had this revelation recently about our Christmas parties when.
Okay.
I mean, your Christmas party might have been different. The underage drinking, because our Christmas parties were famously dry, high school parties.
Yeah. I had one Christmas party that had alcohol once I turned 21, and
Caroline could never do it again.
I've never in my life actually been blackout drunk except for that night. So,
but there would always be those couple girls who would come to your Christmas party who had either pre-gamed or they showed up with Gatorade bottles.
And by the way, whether or not that was actually true, Mom decided there were two girls who did. So whether or not those two girls actually did those things,
at my party,
and there's no convincing Mom otherwise.
That's true. And so, but it is like, why are you showing up at my party with a half drunken Gatorade bottle?
What I noticed throughout the Christmas parties is like everyone kind of like respected the Christmas party as like this is like a social event we really liked going to every year, and like there just is no drinking at this party, and like so, but we love going. So
exactly,
not, like it's just
so
not
that's
that
kind of the
of
point
party.
I'm getting to is that the people that I found that would come to the party needing to drink or to like pregame. It was never, like, the people that, like, would go to parties and drink. It was, like, the kind of the
so
uncool
true.
Girls who were, like, nervous to go.
Going there,
and they wanted to, like, I was, like.
Or they're, like, this is my one chance to hang out with the freaking PKs, popular kids. And like, I'm going to show them that, yes, my breath smells like rubbing alcohol because that's what I drank last. Like, they want the girls to think that they're cool. So they're, like, oh, they drink. I can invite them to my drinking parties. But hey, girls.
And it's like, yeah, but now you just actually, now you guys are just in the corner with your one Gatorade bottle, like,
and everyone's
it.
Actually
look
looking
weird.
At you like, didn't you know what this is? Have you never been invited before? You know what I mean? And now you like really look like a loser.
Exactly. You
now
haven't
you
respected.
Look like a fucking loser.
You didn't respect the balance.
You didn't respect the exactly.
We
exactly.
get to have the Christmas party because we don't have everything
because...
that comes with your other parties.
Exactly. Well, speak for yourself. I was at the drinking parties.
No. I mean, you get to have the Christmas party because you don't bring that into this party.
Oh, I thought you meant we get to have the Christmas party because we're not involved at all with your parties, your other parties.
Oh, no, because
like,
I was inviting partiers to the party. I wasn't going to their parties, but they were at my party.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, okay. Well, I don't really have anything else to say about Love Island right now. I'm ready to move into Big Brother if you are.
Did you listen to Kenzie on Call Her Daddy?
I didn't listen to it, but I watched plenty of clips, and I need to say, Kenzie, love you, chill.
Oh, I love it.
No, I don't need to hear her
surprised.
On the, you're telling me how to suck dick, and I always get compliments. As earnestly as a woman can say that, she said
No, but
it.
At least it's earnest.
No, I know, but I am just like, but you know what I'm really excited for her? I cannot fucking wait for her to get a really good makeup artist, because she's just like her makeup. I like Kinsey, but her makeup's botched. It is. It looks terrible. And I think that, and also I hate her bangs. So I just think I'm really excited for her to get extensions and have long, like almost Kaylor hair, but not that blonde. I think she should stay gold and get like a really good, like Victoria's Secret type, like makeup routine going. And I think she'll be unstoppable. Maybe. And you know what? I'll say it. She does have a lip flip. I
hey,
just think
Kenz,
I would never suggest a girl get plastic surgery, exactly. But because all these girls are going to, I would say like just a lip plumper. But like if she did those things, I mean she'd be unstoppable. I mean she's a pretty girl, but it drives me nuts. I'm literally like, this is the Caroline's canceled episode. I just shot my chance of going on Big Brother next year, didn't I? Everyone's pissed, huh?
Because you told Kenzie that she needed a new makeup artist.
I see the comments now. And you know what? They're just as bad as I thought they'd be. Okay? Because I'm normal. Because I'm actually sick in the head. And
Caroline, can I read to you what
hate comment?
Can't? No.
Nothing I haven't read myself.
Can I read to you what your Big Brother keep me speech can't be?
What?
Hi, Dad. Hi, family friends. Love you. Miss you. And to my fellow house guests, my roomies, love you, but I don't want to say miss you just yet. I'm having so very much fun with you guys, and I'm gonna have like some serious FOMO on all the like snacks we've just been devouring all night, and not only that, but all the inside jokes that we're having. Like, can I please not be missed out on? But besides all that, like, seriously, do what's best for your game, and I hope it's me.
Listen, I fucking
Ashley
hate-
Trail, July 16th, 2026. 14 votes in her favor.
First one.
Zero.
First time it's ever happened.
A unanimous vote the first time.
With 14 votes, I think. Like,
and you know
number.
What? You know what, Ashley? It was the speech.
No, it wasn't. Listen, I want to get into Big Brother right away and get into Ashley. But first, I was thinking we should talk about what Big Brother is in case there are people who, like, haven't watched it, don't understand it, want to listen to us talk, or would like maybe want to get into it. So I just figure since it's week one, we could just go through like how the game works.
I'll let you do that.
Okay. Unless you think it's annoying. Okay. Okay, guys. So Big Brother, if you were watching Love Island, this is going to feel like a walk in the freaking park. Okay. A cakewalk even. It's three times a week. Sunday. Well, it's three times a week if you're lazy.
If you're fake.
Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay. Otherwise, it's on 24/7. And yeah, there's something called live feeds, hence the name A Big Brother. Okay. So you can literally go in and watch them. Like, you know how you're always like, what are my Sims doing talking about Love Island? Well, now you can know. Now you can actually know. You can go watch them.
Just like, when will we do that on Love Island?
I'm waiting for it. I mean, it's got to
be. It can't be that far off.
I think those people are so unpredictable. They're like, I actually don't know what they'll do.
That's true.
And like the people operating the feeds, like they would have to be paid so much money. It's just not worth it. Yeah. Anywho, so you can watch these people all day long. So here's what happens. There are like, what, 16 house guests, 17, 18?
No clue. It feels like 100.
Around that many house guests go into a house. You could be there for 100 days. That is like the maximum amount of time. First day you get there, there's a competition. It's called Head of Household, HOH. If you win this competition, you become head of household. And this is Phoebe's worst nightmare as a person who wants her to win the game. Like, this would be the worst case scenario for her, is ever winning head of household, because she'll simply never speak to another person. And she would get out of the game immediately. But in head of household, you get your own room, like a king size bed. You get your
own
bathroom.
And Caroline keeps talking like this, and I'm like,
you have said it yourself.
Okay, put me on Big Brother. Okay, put me on Big Brother.
Have I not literally said it a million times? I was like, we go on, we pretend we're not twins. We're like, it is uncanny. It is uncanny, but you think we look that much alike? Like, you guys also all know the same people. Like, we don't try to hide it at all.
Wait,
like,
imagine
we just completely
go through with the parent trap. We hate each other at first. We hate each other at first.
We get put in the isolation cabin.
And then we have mom and dad in on it. So, like, when each of us wins head of household, mom sends us, like, this really sentimental picture of, like, just mom at this dinner that I think she looks so beautiful.
And then how are we going to get dad to send me mail?
Mom will do it still.
Okay. Mom is practicing dad's handwriting as we speak.
And then you get a picture of dad that's really sentimental to you that she sends to you, because we're not allowed to bring anything in, but they can send it to us. And so then
what's that scrappy piece of paper you got there? Get it out of my room.
Something
and you're like,
happens.
It's a picture of my mom. Okay.
Something happens where we have to start working together, and our friendship starts to evolve like Hallie and Annie's.
We get handcuffed together like that one challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We're now attached at the hip for like a week.
And that's when we find the pictures. And we find out that we both like, not Oreos and peanut butter, because I don't like that, but something like that.
No, but we both love Aladdin's hummus. And that's what we find
out. Somehow it's in the Big Brother
house. We're like, I love, and we both say Aladdin's hummus. Wait, what?
You're from Pittsburgh. Sorry, why do you have a British accent?
Sorry. Ow, what is that in your pocket? What is that in your pocket? We're handcuffed. What is that?
Sharp, I just got a paper cut.
Oh, it's a photograph. It's a photograph. Who is that woman? Why do I feel like I've seen her before? You haven't. It's my mom, okay? Wait a minute. In my other pocket, I have something. And I put it on this side so it wouldn't stab you, by the way. I pull it out. I say, that's my dad. And you're like, okay. And I'm like, maybe let's make them kiss. So we do it and we're like, wait a minute.
Wait, that's the picture of her parents the day they had their first kiss.
Am I crazy or are they actually kissing? We're like, mind melt. Suddenly our brains are conjoined. They're like, we have to medically, like,
suddenly we're Sarah Paulson. Suddenly we're Sarah Paulson in American Horror Story season 4.
And I never forgive you for it.
We never talk again.
And I want America's Favorite House Guest and you don't. And you never forgive me.
No, Caroline.
That's what happens. Anyway, so head of household. If you went head of household, you get your own room. You also have like TVs in there. You can watch the other house guests, whatever. And you get to pick two people in the house to put up for eviction. Okay.
Three.
So you pick, three people to put up for eviction. Great. Awesome. You do that. Throughout the week, you guys are all playing. You're forming alliances. You're lying to each other. There's a massive, massive social component of this game where you are encouraged to lie, manipulate, cheat.
Another thing that I noticed about this game and also about Traitors is that oftentimes they bring survivor people into these games and they bring the challenge people into these games. And while there are social components to both of those games,
mm-hmm.
I think D is an exception so far.
D said this is harder than Survivor.
And That's exactly what I mean. I think,
which, by the way, D, that cannot be true.
Derek on
hey,
the porch.
There's no way.
Devin's on the porch the other day when he's like, I mean, relatively speaking, this is a pretty nice morning. He's like, I have orange juice in my cup.
He's like, I've woken up covered in bird shit, a monkey sitting on my chest, haven't eaten in 7 days, can see my ribs, and someone next to me is dead from heat exhaustion. That's the game. That's the breaks.
So the thing about this show is that, like, and I mean, I guess this is more so with Traitors, but I think Big Brother is the next step up from those other shows that are a little bit more challenge heavy.
I thought you were about to say Big Brother is the next step up from Traitors, and I was like,
No. The thing about Traitors is that it's pretty much explicitly a social game. The challenges don't really matter in terms
they
of
don't
you
really
staying
matter.
In the house.
Yeah,
it demonstrates, but it matters. In a social sense, if you're a team player,
exactly.
If you help, if you do these things,
if you get a shield,
it's not like,
yeah.
Whereas with Big Brother, there are challenges that of course matter and help move your game along, but ultimately it comes down to your social game.
Yeah.
And so I think that Survivor and challenge players who are more used to challenge heavy and game heavy shows,
mm-hmm.
It's a real adjustment for them.
Yes. Yeah, totally. Because in Big Brother, if you can't win a challenge, you can still win the game, basically.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't win a challenge, but you're able to use your social game to persuade people not to keep you off the block, to get people to vote the way you want them to, and you don't have to get blood on your hands, that's crazy. Now, if you don't make enough social moves, people are going to accuse you of skating, and then that's going to be an issue. But so that's that. So whoever
floaters.
Wins that household.
Hey, floaters.
Floaters.
Grab a life vest.
Gay Rachel Riley.
I missed her so much.
I was like, Phoebe and I low-key so excited when she got on that screen. Anyway.
I was praying it was real.
I know. So then halfway through the week, there's the veto competition. The head of household gets to pick some people to participate. The people on the block get to participate. And then they like randomly choose some. And if you win the veto competition, the golden power, you get to choose to either take somebody off of the block. If you are on the block, you can take yourself off the block or you can leave the noms as they are. If you take somebody off the block, the head of household then has to choose a new house guest to evict or to put on the block. So a lot of times they will blindside people by putting three people up and be like, oh my God, you're like, don't worry, you're just a pawn because we're actually trying to get so-and-so. So we need somebody to win the veto, take you off the block, and then I'm going to put them up and they won't be able to save themselves. However, that has changed in recent years because now on Thursday, which is a live eviction night, you can watch it live, they have something called the BB Blockbuster. And it's when the three people who are on the block play in a live, like, 2-minute long game, and whoever wins that game takes himself off the block. So it really makes it a lot harder blindside. You kind of always have to have a backup plan. Then the two house guests who are still on the block go back into the house. They make speeches to try to save themselves, which also has fallen out of vogue for some reason. Let me tell you, when I'm in that house, I'm making speeches. And then everybody goes into the diary room and they vote one by one who they want to evict. And whoever gets the most votes is voted out of the house. And then they immediately play another head of household competition and start the next week up again.
And here's what I wish. I wish Thursday nights were an hour and a half, Wednesday nights were an hour, so that we got a live head of household.
I know. I would love that too. But some of the head of household games are so long.
Or at least fucking put it on feet.
I know. Well, some they do. Like The Wall, you can watch on feeds.
But only
Pressure
part
Cooker,
of it.
You can watch on feeds.
Here's my issue.
You can watch The Wall.
Last year and the year before, as long as I've been watching, they make you wait a little bit. And then they put it on.
Mm, okay, yeah.
My issue is just, and listen, I'm not like I haven't been watching very long.
That's
but
okay.
I watched last year when,
it.
When.
Was last year
the
first year?
No, 2 years ago.
No, 2 years.
Angela's season. What do they call that thing that Taylor Hale does? Unlocked.
Oh, yeah, BB Unlocked.
So what they've started doing, okay, so there's another component to Big Brother, which is the live feeds, which means you can watch it any time, like Caroline said.
Yes.
But they've started to, normally, like our first year, the first year I watched, they didn't do Unlocked. So like, they would only really cut feeds if something super intense was like super, super, super intense that would only be on the show was happening.
Yeah.
Something
like
inappropriate or nefarious or a challenge was happening. Now they've started cutting feeds so that.
You know that feeling when you're reading a thriller and you tell yourself, okay, just one more chapter. And then suddenly it's 2 a.m. and you're questioning every character's motives? Yeah, that's exactly the vibe of Not What It Seems by number one New York Times bestselling author Lisa Jackson. I recently got into this one and it absolutely hooked me. It starts with what looks like a simple accident in Georgia's eerie lowcountry marshes, but then investigators find a polished stone beside the body, etched with a bloody number and a strange symbol, and that's when things get weird. Soon, more bodies start turning up, more stones appear, and crime reporter Nikki Gillette can't stop digging for answers, even when it becomes clear she's putting herself directly in a killer's path. What I loved about this book is the atmosphere. You've got Savannah's historic streets, creepy marshlands, buried secrets, and that constant feeling that someone is watching from the shadows. It's got that perfect Southern Gothic mood mixed with a seriously addictive serial killer mystery. If you're a fan of authors like Paula Hawkins, Riley Sager, J.T. Ellison, this is definitely one to add to your list. And the title couldn't be more fitting, because in this story, absolutely nothing is what it seems. Not What It Seems by Lisa Jackson is available June 30th wherever books are sold. So if you're looking for your next can't put it down thriller, go grab a copy and prepare to lose some sleep.
They can put stuff on that. And sorry,
really?
That's not why Caroline pays for my Paramount Plus subscription.
No, exactly. And thank you. Exactly. No, I know. They're also cutting feeds to protect people. And I'm like, stop. Stop, they said what they said. Don't put it
on
the show,
like they
but
know.
I should get to know.
They know they're like, on live feeds.
Well, exactly. And it's like, I'm sorry, you, the producer, now you are complicit. You are enabling this behavior because you're trying to protect them. But like the truth is, they should be out of the game if they say, or like that should be held against them. You know what I mean? Like that's how it works.
Because there's kind of a divide in the Big Brother viewership where people who just really watch what's on TV are called the casuals. I don't know. I think, do they just call them live feeders, the people that are clocked into the rest of it?
I think so, yeah.
So, like,
and if
casuals,
you are a live feeder, but you, like, have a life and you can't keep up, but you would like to. Also, there are Twitter accounts who actually take off work their entire
they
summer.
They must.
They
be teachers.
Confirmed. Somebody said, I took the whole summer off to do, this is my job in the summer. Like, here's a Venmo if you want to send me $5 or something. Yeah. People literally dedicate their entire summers to watching the feeds
and
writing essentially.
I'm about to text my teacher friends and be like, hey, y'all, I have a great side hustle for you.
Except for they're like, they do it for 1 hour. They're like, Phoebe, I can't take this. You're like, how do you do this?
I'm like,
yeah,
well,
they write down like everything that happens.
Can you pretend to be Phoebe Connell and go into the office?
Exactly. I go in, I'm like, hello. Hi, how are you? I'm Phoebe. That's with a PH. I start pretending to be
like,
you.
Whoa,
work.
She is more.
I'm like
talkative
spinning around
than...
in your chair. I'm like, okay. I'm
like pressing like, buttons man, and shit. She is more talkative than anybody that's ever been in that office.
Phoebe's a little bit different, huh? Anyway, okay. So Big Brother started last week, and it is so nice to have it. But I always do find that the first week is very much like
it's hard.
It's a little bit overwhelming if you are a feeder because it's like I don't even like. I could turn on feeds right now and kind of like not know what's happening. You know what I mean? But at a certain point, you can tap into any conversation. Once enough relationships and alliances have been built, you can just tap into a conversation at any point and kind of know what's happening. But
right now it's
just
at
like
a point where like
entertaining.
If I turn feeds on at this point, I'm kind of keeping it on mute on the multi-view.
Yeah.
And then waiting until like less than
Angela's
four people
there.
Are having a conversation.
Yes, because if it's a big group conversation, not interested. None of the good stuff happens there. But yeah, smaller groups.
The interesting thing about the dynamic of the viewership, though, is that the casuals are only seeing what CBS wants them to see, basically.
It's a really interesting take on like how much editing comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So their perceptions of the people are so different than...
Yeah. Angela said something about that on tonight's episode. She was like, you know, I was so worried or something about coming back into the house. And she said something, she was like, I want to show the real me for the people who didn't watch the feeds last time and only saw whatever. Because it is true, like Angela is a larger than life, iconic reality TV character. She had so many moments that were controversial, that were hilarious, that were whatever, insane last year. And that's all people talk about and that's all they see. So when they think of Angela, they think of these iconic moments that also happen to be kind of unhinged moments. And so she
has a
reputation
good run on
for
this
being
season,
kind of unhinged.
If she is a really good run on this season, she's on Traitors next.
Oh my
for
God,
sure.
Get her at that round table. Alan Cumming, I feel like, would love her.
What's interesting about Angela is, well, also, I mean, she's just kind of, what we're talking about here is an interesting thing about Big Brother as a whole, is that the way that they kind of coach the house guests in the diary room, which, yes, my first season when I would watch.
It's a jump scare.
There used to be comments on the sides of the live feeds. And when I first started clocking in, everybody would be like, oh, like Leah's in the DR. But I was reading it as doctor.
Doctor. She
and
thought
so
everybody
was
hurt
like,
all the time.
I was like,
okay, they have to be in tip-top shape for this show.
My God, they are getting checkups every 30
every
minutes.
Day.
That is
like,
crazy.
They aren't
I soon
well
learned
there.
That it was DR. But the way that they act in the diary room is, I mean, it's like Nickelodeon.
Well, let me give an
steroids.
Example. Okay, I'll do one. Ready? What's up, Big Brother? I cannot believe I'm here, and I'm gonna freaking win this. Why? I got the brains, I got the bod, and okay, I can be a little manipulative, but I won't show all my cards right away. No, sir. Hey, Miss Julie, looking good. I vote for this. Shout out my mom, happy birthday to my dad. I love my dog. I can't see my friends again. Bye. That is my impression of a Big Brother diary room. Like, it's a medley.
And what's perfect
rooms,
is that, like...
Did I nail it or what?
You nailed it. So much so that I was like, who's she quoting?
No one.
She... Two things. One is that I think of someone like Cam from two seasons ago, and I'm like, it goes to show...
My dogs at the crib.
It goes to show that when you actually are just yourself, the longevity is so different. Because, like...
Yeah.
I don't remember how Quinn... fucking signed off in the diary room, and you know it was freaky.
And no, he was he I want to say that he was like he was really horrifying to you at first. Like
he was really
when you
jarring.
First year, you were like you couldn't believe
it. And by the way, one of the like quintessential Big Brother archetypes is Quinn.
Yeah, there's always a Quinn. And honestly, this season it is what's his name, Baxter. Barrett. See, I don't know any other names yet. I will learn them. I will say that Ashley, sorry, like, honestly, she was fine. But, like, girl, you actually were the person who needed to get out. Because, first of all, if Taylor had gone home, I would have been pissed. But number two, Angela said to you, this is our plan. We're going to keep you. We're going to make sure you're safe. Or D or whoever. They were like, these are all the votes you have. Boom, you're good. Ashley's like, awesome. Well, I'm going to go let everybody know. And she goes outside. She's like, hey, guys, huddle up. All right. So, Angela told me, I got all these votes. Boop, boop, boop. And everyone's like, what the fuck? And they're like, okay, so we're voting Ashley out.
And in her testimonial, she goes, she leans back on her chair. She's like,
okay, well, that's a load off. I'm going to go take a nap. And then I'm going to eat some snack.
She's like, guys, I have a master plan.
Like,
Angela just told me all of this. I'm going to go tell everyone.
I let everybody know immediately, like a good ally. And all right, see you on the block. Like, she literally was just like, doesn't get this game. And also, like, when she was walking back and forth in the yard with Melody, maybe, she's like, oh my God, like, my body has to, like, get used to being active again. Like, first of all, your body is used to walking? Like, have you actually been sedentary for 7 months? What do you mean your body is? Did you need to go to physical therapy to learn how to regain movement of your legs? Like, I'm confused by that. Number two, she's like, I mean, if I known it was going to be like this, I would have done 75 hard before I came here. And I'm like, you don't have to do 75 hard. But yeah, why weren't you thinking like you would need to be in maybe like you'd at least want to be in the best shape of your life?
I hate to say it.
Even if you aren't, that would probably be what you were hoping for.
Caroline, it's because... And we don't deal with this because we work out like freaking military men.
I dance every single day.
But like skinny people,
they don't think about that.
Oftentimes they think that they're just fit. Like they'll be fine.
It is crazy. It is crazy. I know. Like, I know. It is wild. I was thinking though, like, I know I say this every year, you guys. I mean, I didn't apply this year. I'll just be honest. I didn't apply this year because I was officiating a wedding and I was like, and I was just like, I'm not. How could I miss that? Are you kidding? My first time officiating a wedding? Yeah, I'll be
there. First time.
First time, not my last, I'm sure. Well, I was a massive hit at this freaking wedding. The bride's mom commented on my picture and was like, you and your hubby were the life of the party. I told Brittany, I want to be wherever you are. Okay, like, hello, mom. It. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone.
That's kind of what happened to me after Sam's Bachelorette.
I think we have that effect. And honestly, I had people saying, brought it out.
Sam's mom's best friend says to Sam, you need to sit us at Phoebe's table. I was
Yeah, exactly. It's a skill. Anyway, so I was doing that. So I didn't apply this year, but I'm like, next year, my summer's wide fucking open, babe. I haven't committed to a thing. And maybe I won't. Maybe I won't commit to anything.
Caroline, you can't. You just have to let it, like, you have to be, like, in your mind, I think you have to be, like,
I was driving home from rehearsal tonight, and I said out loud 3 times, I will be on Big Brother. That's true. I actually did that.
We've said this before, but here's the thing about, like, I just to really, like, drive home what we mean by the difference between the casuals and the live feeders.
Right.
One thing about Ashley is I think that the live feeders and the casuals had the same opinion on her.
Yeah. The live feeders just might have thought she was a little bit more like goof. Like she's like the court jester. Casuals were like, get her out of my game.
Yes.
Get her out. Get that slut out of my game. That's why the casuals talk about women.
Yes.
The casuals are usually like the Facebook moms.
Actually, I'm about to give you guys all like a job, a couple jobs for next summer. When Caroline's on Big Brother eventually, one, everybody here listening needs to create a Facebook.com account.
Yeah.
And I actually start it now.
Start the anti-smear campaign, build it up
so that it looks like you have a Facebook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you haven't just, you're not like a bot for Caroline.
I'm not asking you to be a Facebook user.
Okay.
All right.
I need you to build it up, you know, make it look like a real account. And then when the time comes, I do want you guys, I mean, you won't have a choice. You will be feeders, but like, I need you to use your Facebook to act like casuals, to infiltrate the casuals and to say, wait, you guys don't like Caroline? Wait, what? You think she's abrasive? Wait, you think she's kind of a lot? No.
Full story.
No. She is a... No. They can't say you don't know the full story because then they'll know.
Okay.
They have to say, have you ever thought about it like this? Have you ever thought... And then this is where you... I don't know what kind of game Caroline's going to be playing. I might freaking... I might be a casual.
You don't know what kind of game I'm going to be playing? You had to guess.
No, all I'm saying is, like, I don't know what the storylines will be, so I can't tell you guys what to say right here and now on July 16th, 2026,
but at 10:55
p.m. But what I will say is, like, you guys will know how whatever narrative they're spinning about Caroline that has the change.org petition, I need you guys to turn it on its head.
Turn it on its head? Hack freaking change.org. Okay. And those are Phoebe's orders. My orders are hack the mainframe. Yeah. No. But it is, Phoebe, I love how hard you're riding for me right now, because there was a part of me that was very worried that about two things. When
imagine Caroline comes back and I have the podcast that I've been running while she's on Big Brother.
This is your campaign for me.
Just like, guys, don't you think Caroline fucking sucks at this game? I can't believe she's still in it. She's so annoying. I'm so embarrassed.
I would literally burn it all to the ground. I wouldn't know who you were anymore, though, because I'd be famous. Anyway, I always am scared of two things. One is that you don't think I could really go on, and that you think, and I know you do, though, but I'm saying that, like, those were always my fears. Like, one, Phoebe's going to be like, girl, you are not getting tickets to that show. Like, you were not going on that show. And number two, that Phoebe would be, like, embarrassed by it. Imagine my joy, my glee, when I found out that not only does Phoebe want me to go on it, she's like already sure I will go on. It's almost like we are, like, when we talk about it, we're 10 years in the future looking back on an experience that happened already. Like, we know it happened. And now we're just like, okay, so that's next year. Like, I really, it's interesting. I just, like, I watched that show the first time and felt in my bones that I was meant to play it. I was like, okay, some people find their purpose a little later in life. That's me.
You know what I hate to say? You're going to hate this, but you kind of, I think... You probably don't want to know, but, like, maybe I'll go. Maddie Bartone's psychic has been...
I don't go to psychics.
Well, maybe I'll go on your behalf, because she's been right about at least four things that have happened in Maddie's life.
What if you go and you find out something, like, that you want to tell me that I don't want to know? And then you're, like, not able to not tell me because it's, like, serious. That's my fear. Don't go. Don't go. I don't need it. Ask our Aunt Beth, okay? I don't need it, because here's the thing.
Wait, have you asked her? She probably knows if you're going to go on.
No, but Aunt Beth did tell me that this is years and years and years ago, and I probably have shared this, and this, like, I know this sounds, but if you knew our Aunt Beth, you'd know that it, like, isn't how it sounds.
She said, in at least 10 calendar years, you will be on a blue carpet that is branded, okay, bear with me. It is branded the Marshall's Blue Carpet. And I don't know if this mean something to you? Los Culturistas?
Dude, stop it. Also, I'm going to that next year, I decided. Anyway.
No, 2028.
Okay. Beth texted me when I was in college, and she was like, by the way, I'm like 99.9% sure you're going to be famous. And I won't air out her business here, but she described to me two visions.
By the way, guys, I just want to be clear. We have a podcast together. Didn't text me this.
No, I was in college. I just said this.
No, I know, but I'm saying if she can see into the future.
Okay, but it's...
Oh, she only sees Caroline.
I just said I wasn't going to air out her shit, and you just fully said it. She's not Raven Baxter. She just texted me this when I was like 18, so be quiet. We didn't have a podcast. It wasn't even a thought in our heads. But she texted me when I was like 18, and she was like, here's what I see in my head. And she saw one vision of me on a red carpet. She said, quote, something major. And she described exactly what I was wearing. She was like, I have the text somewhere. It's like purple dress with, like, this embellishment on the side. This is what your hair looks like. You're standing with some, like, the whole thing. And then she had another vision, and I was presenting an award on a stage at another, like, big time seeming event, and I was in a gold dress and things looked different. And I was always like, Tony's, like, I was always like, easy. And then
wait, Caroline,
in COVID, I was like, did Caroline. That change. But I will say, listen, within the last year or two, she said to me that she still sees it.
But also, think about what's been going on in your brain the last couple weeks. Maybe your intuition was right about where this might be.
The first one. Oh. Whoa.
Guys, I'm so glad we have a video podcast because that real-time reaction in Caroline's face was...
Wow. Didn't even see that coming. Okay, am I going to be the first Big Brother house guest to win,
win
America's Favorite Player and win a Tony for Best Book and Musical?
Would you rather win AFP or win the whole thing? Or actually, this is a better question because I feel like it's a pretty easy answer. Would you rather win AFP or be runner-up?
AFP. Here's my like what I would love. Here are the things I would love to happen. Obviously, I would love to win. I have a hard time believing that I would, for a multitude of reasons. But I think that I would do very well. Like
I think it's really good that Caroline goes in to the house with this mentality.
I can't tell them because they all want you to say like I'm gonna win. So like. I would say that, but and the thing is, I think that if conditions were perfect, I could absolutely win. Like, I wouldn't volunteer myself to go on a show I didn't think I would be good at, you know? I also, like, I'm not going on to win it, though. I want to play so bad. Like, I want to play the game. I want to just, like, do it. And, like, I would love to win, but success is, like, getting on the show for me.
I feel like you kind of have, like, a Rachel Riley-ness to you in that sense of, like, her coming back to be on the show is very much, like... It wasn't to win. It was because she loved the game so much.
Right.
Which and is like, why I mean, people were rooting for her so much. I think it was hard for casuals to understand why. And, like, I obviously don't know the lore in the way, but, like, I was starting to understand it through Twitter and through her talking on the show. But it's, like...
I think I would be that type of character.
She wanted it like, so
earlier-ish. Bad. Honestly, I might be, like, a mix because I do have that, like, big sister vibe. Like, I always end up, like, collecting, like,
And you have people. A little bit of a, I mean, I didn't watch her either, but Brittany, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, like, I'm so competitive, and I would love to play a fucking game with people who don't, like, not want to play with me because of how competitive I am. Like, people who respect that. You know what I mean? Like, I would be so excited to do that.
And aren't going to be mean to you about it.
Exactly.
Anthony.
It's so many different kinds of games. It's also, like, it's the world where, like, you really, I'm really good at, like, it sounds bad, but like, I'm, like, good at social manipulation. I don't do it a lot. But,
well,
like,
here's,
if
this
I
is
have
what we can
to,
kinda get into. What's happening in the house right now is that Caroline is smart enough to socially manipulate and then not go around the house telling everybody else that you've done that.
Literally.
Jason, like, what are you thinking exactly?
I'm blown away. So what happened, you guys, is Jason's talking to Angela about how he's the only queer person in the house. And he's like... I wanted
struggling
to,
with that.
You know, I've never been around this many straight people
because he's
like
also
this.
he's a drag queen.
He's a drag
girl.
Queen.
Like, he's been on Drag Race and stuff.
Yeah, and Angela's like, oh my god, like my son is gay. It meant so much when he came out to me.
This warmed my heart so bad about Angela. Her son
is
like
gay?
A big football player.
Yeah,
and didn't come out to her until after she was on Big Brother.
I know,
I mean, I don't know his story, but like it. She gives such a safe, that season, she gave such a safe space to everybody, no matter what, that I do feel like her son must have seen a little bit of that and been like, it doesn't, like, she's gonna.
Yeah. Oh,
she's such a mom bear. She's gonna love me.
Which is why this
Jason thing pisses me off so bad.
It pisses me off because it's just like, feels like, I do think, is there a code of ethics in the Big Brother house to an extent? There have been times that people have said things like, I swear on my mother's life or whatever. And like they
Someone said that their wife had cancer.
And that's like those are things that I think are like inexcusable. I think that you can lie as much as you need to about in-game things, things that are in the house. You can lie about yourself, but not...
You can use your own trauma a little bit, like with...
About, like, you can't adopt trauma that you haven't experienced in order to manipulate a situation. That's where it's like... And I think we see a lot of that on a lot of these shows, but it's really weird.
So it's like, Jason, if you're not actually feeling this isolation that now you're putting on to Angela and she's having... Because Angela's no longer having a gameplay response to Jason.
No, and I kind of feel like Jason had no idea about her son. And if he had known that, then he might not have done this. Because
maybe.
I think that he was like, I'm going to go say this to this woman, and she'll react one of a few different ways. Let's say she reacts in a way that makes me feel unwelcome. Boom, taking, like, I get to go be like, let's get her out of this fucking house. And listen, if that is how she would have reacted, rightfully so.
Totally.
Now, the other side of that coin is that he talks to her like this and she does what she does and embraces him and is like, I'm here for you, whatever. And then you try to use that. But what happened is it turns out that, like, she has a personal connection to what you're saying. And so you're now playing with real feelings. It's not, I just met you and I'm learning something about you and I have empathy for you. It's like, now I'm connecting you to my child, and the way that I feel about that is different. So when you... Now he turns around and he's like, that was such a fucking joke. I just fake cried to Angela. I'm going to use her. Like, says this to, like, everybody in the house. And so it immediately gets back to Angela and she feels fucking, like, terrible.
If that happens and you know that you were just, in your own words, playing her.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the diary room and you say that.
Yeah.
You don't go to fucking Drew and tell him what's happening.
Right. It's like, I almost feel like the people who were on previous or on some kind of reality show, they just, like, almost, like, adopt those rules and think it applies. Like, no, you're in the game here where, like, people are looking for anything to take and turn against you.
It's not the dressing room and Drag Race.
Right. It's not like
everybody's going around telling
their,
like,
talking shit. And it is, like...
But also there's always that episode of Drag Race
where they all tell their
trauma, or that moment in every dressing room scene, I feel like, where someone tells their story about coming out or anything like that, and it's kind of a moment where it'll, like, and oftentimes I feel like it's someone who is vulnerable, like, it'll soften them to everybody else in the cast.
Yes.
It's not like that in Big Brother.
Well, and that's another thing I was gonna say is, like, I feel like it is too early in the game for certain things to be in play, which is, like, any kind of card, any kind of sympathy card that you're going to pull that is about your real life that could make it. Now, I don't believe that Jason knew that it was going to be that personal for Angela. I really don't. But then, like, once he realized it was, I think that he shouldn't have done what he did. Like, just, how about this? Take the ally. Take the life raft. Know that you've got a powerful person on your side. She's best friends with D, who's
and
had
don't
a house
tell,
this week.
And hey, and let the anybody. World, let everybody think that that's really how you felt in that moment.
And then go in the diary room if you want us
to know.
If
you really want to, which,
you know,
I mean, I don't think that's great for the casuals, but, you know, it's your
own
prerogative.
But it's like, you can't say something shady the way it would be celebrated on Drag Race, where we have whole challenges about opening the library and reading each other for filth, and it's like, oh, what a great read. Like, it's comedy. This isn't that. There's not those kind of people. So when you say the shady thing, like, I just played in her face, I just fake cried to her, now I'm going to whatever... They're not taking that as, like, oh, ha-ha, joke or anything like that.
They're noting,
like, ammunition.
What kind of game you're playing.
They're collecting information, and they're going to use it, whether or not you meant it.
And then, Jason, here's my question. It's like, this is where this is the comparison that was being drawn on Twitter today between a player in the past who brought up that his wife had cancer, but she really didn't. Jason today or yesterday brought up that his mom had passed away, which she actually did pass away, to
Holy
Angela.
Shit.
And Angela was, like, hugging him and comforting him. And, like he was like, you're my mom in here. And brought that up. And I'm just like,
really,
so then, like, why are we doing it again? Even if that's your real, it's like,
and
now,
like,
is this real?
Again, she's a mom of a gay son. So when you say to her, she's away from her son.
Even if
that
she
you're my mom in here, she's going to feel that way no matter what, because she is a mom and she's going to feel that protective nature over you. And when you say that, it reaffirms to her that she should lean into that relationship, you know, I just feel like, you know, and this is where, I don't know, like, my moral compass with these games is different. Cause on one hand, like, you know, I've never rooted for the faithfuls and traitors, and I've never, like, I'm always kind of like the villain, and I think I probably would be a villain on the show in a way, like, not like a full villain, but, you know, and that's
Rachel
fine.
Riley.
Yeah. But at the same time, I just do think, like, there are some things I wouldn't do.
You have
do.
A line in the sand.
Because I have a justice thing where it's like, I'm not going to like treat you a way
yeah.
that you don't deserve. And if I do lie, cheat, manipulate to you because of the game, I'll own up to it later because mm-hmm. that was the game. And a lot of times like people will respect that in the end. Like if you really, but if you take it personal, it's like feels like it's outside of the game where you don't take accountability. That's when they're like, wait a minute, what kind of person are you? Because if you can't now clock like, out of the game and be like, sorry, that was a game. Yes, I did all those things. And I hope that's why you see I should win this game.
I was going to compare it to Vince for a second from last season and not mm-hmm. because it was necessarily what you're talking about in terms of like going personal and outside of the game, but like,
yeah.
Are you going to, if you want to win so badly, like what are you willing to sacrifice in terms of how like the world views you? Like, mm-hmm. are you willing to leave the house being viewed as a manipulative person who's willing
to be
I was going to compare it to Hamilton, but I don't want to anymore. But like,
no, but I know what you're saying. Like Vince spent the whole season telling everybody what they wanted to hear, playing every side of it, playing this shit ass game, fucking over people that he loved, and then be like so stressed at the end. It was like we were watching him completely unravel in real time. And then he left and he didn't own really any of it. So people were like, okay, so you're just this person then. Like this
like
is
now
just
we've watched
who you
everything
are.
That you did to us this season and you stand by
yes.
it.
Yes. And you stand by it. And it's like, that's crazy. But if you had come out here and been like, sure to like the people who own it and they're like, it's a game, and I really hope that you can see. And, like, listen, I know for a
because there's a difference between standing
I will take
by
things personally.
It. There's a difference between standing by it and owning it.
Mm-hmm.
Vince didn't see that there that difference, and he didn't come on to the – he didn't defend himself to the jury in a way of, like,
he was
yes,
like, wasn't that bad.
I did. He was like, I did do that, but I'm going to tell you
so
why.
Everybody. Yeah.
He was like – he didn't say, like, and this is the exact – he didn't – like there
you
are
wanted
certain game
him to
players,
say that? You wanted him to say, yes,
yes.
I did, and here's
there
why.
Are
okay,
certain cool. game players who would be able to come onto the stage and say, yes, I was playing, like if it's a chess game, yes, I took your queen and it hurt you, but here mm-hmm. are 800 reasons why that is, I'm going to explain to you why that
yeah.
worked.
And it can't always be rooted in anger either. Like, well, yeah, mm-hmm. well, you did this to me, so I did it to you. No, it's like, it's honestly so often it's not personal. Now,
that's
where
smart.
I think I would.
And that's what Vince didn't do.
Yeah. I do think I would struggle at times with not making it personal because I do think that like I just would I would like once I like don't fuck with you like I just don't really fuck with you and so it's like I think that there are things that other people will more easily get over than I would but also I am really therapized now like I've been in therapy. Honestly, like, thank God I didn't go in 3 years ago, you know, like, even like, though I was in therapy, like, I'm at a totally different place now where I feel like I can regulate a little bit better. And if I don't, it's okay. Like, I signed up for that. It's good TV. You're going to watch me crash out. You're going to watch me have bad moments. But like, hopefully at the end of the day, like,
well, I think
I'll still
will be
own
able
it
to
all,
see that it comes
you know?
From a just. Adjust.
It's, yeah, it's usually not just like me being mean to be mean. It's like I could imagine myself getting really nasty to somebody who like said something really nasty to me or someone that I'm really close with in the game.
I could see it being on behalf of other people too.
Yes.
And I think that's something that people would respect.
Yes, I think that's a reason people might want to keep me in the game is like we can kind of get behind her and like she will say the things that like we wouldn't want to say because we don't want to hurt our game, but like some people can't say that. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. if we're talking about new cast members, like if Lyric were to like say something, whatever, a certain way, it wouldn't come off the same way as if D said it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they could say the same thing. And like, I think people would respect D for it and they'd be like, shut the fuck up to Lyric, you mm-hmm. know? So, and I'm not comparing myself to that situation. I'm just saying that is like, it just depends on your type. I don't know. So as soon as I hit send on my application this year, it started a new recording. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Did it keep recording?
It just said I started recording on a new track.
I think that's probably just me. This said that it was
dying
a little bit. I tried plugging it.
We can wrap up.
When I started, I promise.
But. Okay. No, it's okay. We can start to wrap it up. Anywho, it's kind of a weird week to, like, there's not a ton of games to talk. Because honestly, I kept thinking too, like, when Angela started crashing out a little bit about Rome getting the whole house against her, I was like, Angela, we do not need to worry about this right now. Like, you're not on the block. So actually, no one, like, it does not matter if Rome has 10 people in the house on his side this week. All of that can change tomorrow. Like, it's okay. This is the first week. You're safe. I would continue to invest in your relationships with Dee and Devins and whoever you feel good about. Yes, I think I would continue to invest in those relationships and just say, I'm going to just...
And I think keep Drew in the mix because it needs to not seem like it's like these game veterans.
No, I totally agree because they are going to be targets for sure. But it's going to be like, I think it will take honestly weeks to really... for people to really get a good plan to get one of them out because it's not something you can just do in 1 week. Like, I think if next week D were to be on the block, I don't know that they would have the balls to vote her out, even though that might be the thing that they should for their game. I don't know.
Well, I also think it's also,
she can help their game so much if, you know,
at this point if you vote one of those three veterans out,
you're gonna have the
because
other
these alliances
house.
Haven't really formed. It's like,
yeah,
Angela and D. If right. Devins is on the block, they'll be trying to,
yeah,
get votes.
Like, let's
for
say,
him.
Like, yeah, exactly. So it's like you would really have to make it so that you can get all three of them on the block, essentially, which is probably gonna happen soon if somebody else gets on. All three of them on the block. Hope that you can keep noms the same through veto, and if you can't, have a good replacement, whatever.
You would have to feel so good about yourself in terms of how good of a player
that's
you are.
That's why I'm saying I think it would take weeks. And
frankly,
I think it would take planning for actually weeks.
And this is another thing that we don't know yet, but like, I can't point out someone who I think is, other than those three who have done something like this before, I don't know who I think the really good game players are.
I think Rome could be. He could be. He's really, really, here's the thing.
I just don't like him.
I know, but listen, I'm going to sell him to you. I don't even like him, but like, he is a perfect person to play. Like, he's going to be great at this game because, number one, look at how quickly he got this girl to be obsessed with him. You know what I mean? Like, obsessed with him. Now,
Lyric,
I'm sure a lot of that is on Lyric, but it's been days. Do you know, like, either how weak her, you know, system is, or how strong his, like, I don't know which one it is, but there's that. Number two, I think that he has so many people who love him. He's really nice. He's like a woke king. He is handsome. He's a good talker. He can talk to you for 1 second and make you feel like you are, you know,
I see you. I guess it's like, just, but
and
it's,
he's
but
physically
other than that,
a great competitor.
Other than him.
People will start seeing him as a threat and they'll get him on that block, you know, so.
Yeah, but I just mean like those seem like the players.
I agree.
The rest of the cast as of right now, which is why we don't have much to talk about. It's like they
don't
really feel super strong.
It's hard to tell. They don't. And it seems like, you know, but things heat up so fast. Like, they're going to start, like, it's going to feel real now, you know, because three more people are going to be put up.
And now it's like we've lit a fire under their ass.
Yes.
Now that, like, someone's actually left. It's like they're out of the honeymoon phase of just being in the Big Brother house.
Right. Exactly. And now you've got people who were on the block who are going to maybe be pissed off about it and wanting revenge. They didn't want to say anything this week because they needed you all to still like them because they needed to be saved, you know? So that's the other thing is, it's like, I could fucking hate your guts for putting me on the block. I'm going to look at you and tell you I understand. And then as soon as I'm off that block, you're dead to me. You know what
now
I mean? Like, that
eyes are on you next week.
Right. So that's right. So that's kind of like, so much is going to ramp up in this next week. Half the alliances, we were saying, it's like your first weekend in college, your first semester in college. Like, those aren't going to be your lifelong friends, most likely. You know, the people that you go out with on the weekends because it's convenient, those aren't your ride or dies. That's what we're kind of seeing right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Dee and Angela end up hating each other and then coming back together in the end, if they both survive that long. I don't know. But I love it. I love thinking this way. I love thinking strategically. I'm
it's
really
good,
good at
for you. Oh my God.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm watching it this
going.
Year like I'm in training. And you guys probably think I sound delusional, but I do think the vast majority of you who know that this is one of my dreams also really think I could do it. And if you haven't heard this is my dream yet, baby, get on board. It's coming soon. Anyway, So I'm going to be in Big Brother. Vote for me for AFP. And we've also been watching, but we're not really going to talk about it right now. We've been watching The Valley. We're going to get the reunion maybe next week. Is that right? 2 weeks? I don't know.
It's been
watching The Valley, In the City, Next Gen. Those are kind of the shows that we're watching. But live feeds are occupying a lot of our time. So I suggest that you get on board with Big Brother. You've only missed a week. You could start right now and be fine. You don't need to know anything that happened this past week.
I'm not even like that in yet. I haven't really been locked in yet.
Yeah. So now is the time. You don't have to watch feeds. It is really fun to watch feeds. It's fun to be in on that. And it's fun to be in like the communities online that watch feeds. It just makes it a totally different game. And if you kind of want to see like, okay, I like reality TV. I wonder how much they're edited. This gives you a really good like example of what that can look like, you know? It's just a great show. So get on that. It's on Paramount Plus. And we're going to have Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip coming up on August 9th. And Phoebe and I will be clocked in for that. So please check in. We will be watching. I'll be posting more schedules. Thank you for dealing with our flightiness and whatever, but we'll see you next Tuesday and Friday. We love you guys so much. Tell everyone you know about us, and we'll see you next week.
And splat.
And splat.